As far as I was concerned, it had been due to something I'd eaten. And the people, the hospital, were not absolutely sure. They thought I had an infection. But nobody knew precisely why I'd ended up in this terrible situation, because I had not been aware of my blood sugars roaring high or anything previous to that. So I was convinced it was food poisoning. And they were interested and wanted to... I think they probably felt that I'd been on the same regime too long, and perhaps it's time that I had a bit of a change, which is not at all unhealthy. And they put me onto Insulitard. I think it's Insulitard. This is my problem that I can't actually remember. But they did change my insulins, and it was around 81 or 82. That was an interesting hospital. I think that was where I first, they introduced lots of other things as well, talking to me about diet and, that hospital doesn't exist anymore. I think they just started up their diabetes clinic and were trying to move forward in that area. But it might be because I had this very, very intensive relationship when I was in intensive care, that after that they were quite protective and looked after and make sure that I was all right.
What sort of changes did they suggest to your diet?
Well, I'm not quite sure this is something that I initiated or that they hadn't, because this is actually a slightly cloudy area, because at some point I will have moved on to different insulins, and I had been on the same cloudy and clear ever since I'd left Great Ormond Street, and it would have been an old isophane and whatever the clear one was called, soluble. And I think I was moved on to this Insulitard, which has more of a background, longer coverage and less peaks and troughs, and this was the time when they were talking to me, and I think this is when I got much more interested in diabetes and why things were happening and how things were happening. And so it was another new area of education that that I found fascinating, really. And I think maybe they were saying, well, maybe you had the infection and you hadn't realised it.